The 3-Wide Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is back on the airwaves again. Eddie Gritter III for the 3-Wide Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Kenner Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Wow. Man, oh man, it has been, yeah, if you haven't been paying attention to news, sports, whatnot, then you have been in Groundhog Day, as I always say on the podcast. Of course, this is the race reaction edition of the podcast, looking back at the West Coast swing and the wrap-up of the trip out west of Phoenix, Arizona. We will talk all things NASCAR, of course, during this hour-ish and change on the podcast. Before I dive in to a jam-packed episode, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. And, of course, you can find the 3-Wide Podcast wherever you download your podcast from, wherever it's from, Spotify, Audio Boom. We got some rumbling going on up here, whatever these guys are doing up here above us. Spotify, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud. We're getting close and caught back up. So if your listeners are there, we apologize for that. We'll get everything sorted out as well. And I'm pretty sure I'm leaving out a couple others as well. Radio Public, we're on that as well. So the 3-Wide Podcast off and running. And speaking of craziness, I have never been a part of something like this. Yeah, we've seen some crazy part of some bizarre, you know what, during this time here on Earth, but I've never seen anything like this. Of course, we were going to plan, of course, Big D's here, the producer of this podcast as well, but we were going to do this podcast after the K-State game, the quarterfinal game, which K-State did win. As we're recording this podcast, as of last night, Wednesday night, knocking off TCU there as Nimhard missed the game-winning three there near the buzzer there, and K-State pulled it out. Of course, we're going to wrap up with K-State to cap off the podcast, but we were going to do that after the fact, but times have rapidly changed. We got people buying up toilet paper and whatnot. It's just been it's just been a crazy last few days, and the rapid change, man, I'm just, my eyes are just wide open to the floor, and I don't know if I just became what my perspective is on all this. The CV, the coronavirus, you well know by now, folks, that's been rapidly spinning. That's my head spinning, and it just may be me being a first-time parent and whatnot. But yeah, it freaks me out, and I told my wife about it. Not about the freak out part, actually. I was in the middle yesterday, and then, of course, now today, with all what's been going on, the NBA canceling the rest of the regular season, Major League Baseball putting the opening day to a halt for now. It was originally said that the Major League Baseball would cancel the season. I'm like, what are you doing? But yeah, they went back after multiple talks and said they're going to put opening day to a halt. NHL ain't doing anything. There's been reasonable talks about fans not being in the stands for any sporting event, which includes NASCAR, which that's going to be a perfect transition to that. But yeah, crazy. The last 40 hours, maybe even less than that, has been going on. And it all started with the ZV over there in China, whatnot. And yeah, people traveling out of state. And right now, the spring break over here in Manhattan, Kansas, the MHK, and you got K-State, KU, at least from where I'm standing at here in Manhattan, Kansas, you have students on spring break, people out on mission trips, people out in Europe, and I feel really bad right now for those that are still, that are traveling to, that did travel to Europe, that are going to be stuck over there, or at least that's from where I'm getting at anyways, from a source or two, from where I'm sitting at. So, man, it's just been wild, wacky, and I mean, people have, you know, I've read it from both sides. People will treat it like it's a joke, whatnot, and which it, I don't know why, for whatever reason, they should take this seriously, because yeah, I mean, this thing has taken out has killed some people. Let's just be brutally honest here on the podcast. Yes, this is a sports podcast, NASCAR podcast, but this thing is taking out a lot of people already in the process, and 4 hours away from here, Big D, 4 hours away from here. You texted me this last night, and I don't know if I should laugh at this or not, but Utah Jazz taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, I believe last night in the game, and the refs saw something that was oddly strange, whatnot, and a lot of criticism surrounding a Utah Jazz player, Rudy Gobert. And why? Because the fact is that he was joking around about coronavirus and whatnot, he's not going to get whatnot, and he was acting silly and / stupid for whatever reason, whatnot. And then, ironically enough, sadly, he got hit with the virus, and not only that, rising star, I don't pay the NBA much attention, I know we have the Atlanta Hawks, well, here, Kansas doesn't have no NBA team, but I'm frequently in and out, check out the Orlando Magic, still a fan, and the Atlanta Hawks, of course, with Trae Young leading that ship. The NBA, of course, they're going to take time out also from all this other stuff, so all the sports, and soon enough, we're not going to have any sports to watch, and that's scary, man, from a fan's perspective. And I know everybody, most of the country loves their sports. Maybe there's that 5% that don't love them, but a majority of people here in the United States, they love their sports, and that has to be a concern, you know, going down the road with this hectic virus that's been going on. And for first, yeah, people around here going to Dillon's and whatnot, grabbing all the toilet paper, hand sanitizer, whatnot, and basic hygiene, people not doing that in the first place. And I'm not here to preach about basic hygiene. We all need to do that every day, practice that every day, not just when we get sick or catch the flu, whatnot, which unfortunately I had that pleasure to getting the flu somehow for the first time in years, catching the flu. You're listening to 3Wide Podcast. Don't worry, folks, we're going to get transferring to NASCAR here very shortly on the podcast here tonight on this Thursday night. Actually, I just say Thursday late afternoon, early evening. As I mentioned, we were going to record the podcast originally after the quarterfinal with K-State going against originally opponent number 2 ranked Big 12 tournament, Baylor. That's obviously not happening at all because all the big Power 5 conferences says, let's just throw this all in the garbage can and not do the championship games at all. So, yeah, there is that as well. So, yeah, very, very strange times and honestly scary times in the United States right now. I just don't know what else to put it. I mean, there never been something part of something like this. Yeah, there's been a few instances of some strange weather and whatnot, but this right here, this is just outright crazy how domino after domino has fallen with one guy. People, there's been a couple people here and there, of course, cruise ships and whatnot being held out sea because people are catching this brutal virus and whatnot. So, I just don't know, and I don't have the solution for it. For any of that, any of this really, and just sit back and say, what next? You gotta be here for family, friends, and whatnot. So, I don't know what's gonna happen next. That's the scary part of all this. But yeah, I mentioned NASCAR. This finally came to abroad. We will put one of the tweets here in just a second here as Big D's working on that as well. But one of the tweets, all the major sports shut down, whether it's spring training or the regular season games and whatnot, except, of course, racing, NASCAR, for the exception, really, of GT, which shut its same thing down as well. NASCAR, we were waiting on a decision for them, and we finally got that a couple hours ago, course, the series, all the series now, back east, heading to the ATL this weekend. And official statement, I'll read a full statement in just a moment here in the 3Wire podcast with EG3. But summarize it real quick. Atlanta Homestead, of course, originally though, NASCAR originally shut down Homestead, canceled it a few hours ago, but it was like early morning, kind of around lunchtime, and I was disappointed. Of course, a lot of people were. Of course, Dale Jr. will be racing the Xfinity Series, but after, I guess, a second opinion from maybe multiple sources in that camp, I was not there, obviously, but maybe a second meeting, and they decided, hey, we're going to still go on with the events, but have no fans in attendance. And it's weird as it is, you know, having no fans in the stands, not just for NASCAR, but for all major sports, Major League Baseball, NBA, and we're coming at a time where the NCAAs and whatnot, March Madness is pretty much around the corner and whatnot, and now we're not going to see that as well. But I mean, it's just been crazy, the crazy events in the last less than 48 hours here in the United States. Everything just being affected by 4 hours. It's crazy. We live here in Manhattan, Kansas. We do this podcast where we live at. And 4 hours away from us, somebody got introduced to the virus, which I just said, Rudy Gobert. And then, of course, star point guard Dylan. Darn it. I think it was Dylan or Mitchell got hit with the virus, as well as teammate in there as well. So it's just been one heck of a ride here, as we are looking for it as well here. I know Big D's looking for it as well. So, but anyways, here's one of the announcements from Atlanta Motor Speedway here. So let's just read it for the folks who are just downloading this podcast and tuning into the podcast. Appreciate y'all for doing that. In consideration of fan and industry stakeholder safety, NASCAR events scheduled for this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway will be held without spectators. Ticket holders on file for these events will receive a full credit towards AMS. And that went, okay, purchases for grandstand seating, infield access, camping, fan hospitality, and pit passes. The credit will be applicable towards any Speedway Motorsports NASCAR race in the remainder of the season, and of course, or next season in 2021. If we make it far, we regret the inconvenience of these circumstances and appreciate your patience and understanding. Further questions should be directed to the Atlanta Motor Speedway Ticket Office, and I'm not going to say the number on that as well. And that's pretty much for Homestead as well. So pretty much saying that as well after a second get together right there. So very, very, and this is obviously for safety reasons. And yeah, NASCAR's one, obviously NASCAR brings a lot of attention, a lot of fans in the sport, and even new fans as well, obviously, who are currently or are interested in it, being fans of the sport. So yeah, for all purposes, yeah, this is definitely safety first, and the most important part, safety first. And yeah, it's just going to be weird with no sports, obviously, for the exception of these races coming up, a triple header weekend. I put it that at my home state of Georgia, Atlanta Motor Speedway, where Canner Outdoor Trucks has resumed their season on Saturday, along with a doubleheader of the Xfinity Series. I believe the Xfinity Series is first on Saturday before the Trucks and, of course, the Cup Series. So, yeah, man, this thing is going to be a little bit weird not seeing the fans in the stands for at least the next 2 weeks, at least as NASCAR is concerned, as well. As I told you guys in the beginning of this podcast, the Major League Baseball, man, I was excited for that. Putting halt to opening day. as well. So very, very sad about what has transpired, which was people were taking, again, I don't know why, again, I'm sort of on a soapbox here. I don't know why people are making this a joke about the coronavirus. I really don't. And to see what has had, this thing has had a huge, huge effect on, obviously, not just the nation and people, fortunately, passing away with this virus, but the trickle effects, the domino effect, from news to people to sporting events to, this is a critical, not a critical time, I shouldn't say that, but this was a exciting time in sports with March Madness, the NFL draft. We haven't heard anything about the NFL draft yet. That's next month about that. So yeah, very, very disappointing. But at the same time though, on a serious note though, this is safety for everybody. Everybody being protective, and yes, we all need, putting myself in here, we all need to practice that hygiene every day. I know I feel weird giving a little bit of a teaching segment on basic hygiene, but still, I mean, we all have to be reminded of it each and every day, and we shouldn't be doing that just because getting sick. All we have to do, if all of a sudden we get sick, we practice basic hygiene. No, we have to do this each and every day. And yes, this thing started all overseas, and yeah, this has effect on everything. And again, like classes here, I'm not a student, I'm an alumni at Fort Kansas State University. They no classes in person next weekend. Yeah, I gotta think about people who are overseas, especially in Europe right now, gonna be stuck there. the possibility of being stuck there. I could not imagine that. Obviously, I was over there a few years ago, pre-coronavirus, on a mission trip a few years back. So, yeah, I can't imagine being stuck over there just because of a serious situation. But this is where we stand at right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we're at. And we're just going to have to roll the flow here. And we're just gonna see what happens. I can't tell you guys what's gonna happen or whatnot, but all we can do is stand back, pray, and yeah, just do all the other stuff. You're listening to 3Y Podcast with EG3 here on this Thursday early evening, and I already talked about Atlanta and Miami. Of course, Miami that got moved up to early spring due to changes of the location of the Championship Four race. Of course, we were at Phoenix last week. Again, we'll talk Xfinity to wrap up the first half of the podcast here, but transitioning in to racing from over the weekend, one of the bigger stories of the season, Ryan Newman, that crazy wreck at Daytona, at the end of the Daytona 500. Well, there was a Newman sighting last week as Newman put himself walking in the garage area for the first time since Speed Weeks. And that was very good to see him. And there were obviously many interviews that Ryan has, that quick wit about him back. His sense of humor is back intact. And man, Newman has said it perfectly himself. He previously said it like this. I'm lucky to be alive, man. Quote unquote, lucky to be alive. Yeah, I mean, a miracle out of a movie set, out of a movie scene. Like I mentioned a few weeks ago on this podcast, is still in awe, still in a little shock that he is just walking around, driving around with, of course, Corey LaJoie, Ryan Blaney. In those guys, of course, those two, of course, had something in common. They were involved in that wreck there at the last straightaway in the Daytona 500. So Newman alive, and we're thankful that he is moving, obviously walking around, checking and being a part, obviously, of his own team, but helping out Ross Chastain and chatting with a couple of his close buddies, of course, Martin Truex Jr. A part of that as well. There's awesome stuff to see that as well. What was awesome on the track though was the action hot and heavy at Arizona where Brandon Jones, GA native, Georgia boy, took down Kyle Busch, not take him down like WWE, but made the game-winning pass on Kyle Busch there, and Brandon Jones gets his second career Xfinity Series victory, and we missed out again. We keep mentioning this a little bit on the podcast. Kansas City last year, we missed out on Brandon Jones there because we had to go to the MTJ signing. Then we had to catch that, but Brandon Jones finally breaking through. And I was listening to, I believe, I'm trying to think it was the PETM podcast or Lap Traffic. I think it was Lap Traffic with Jeff Striegel, Brandon Crowd, and those guys over there saying that. And we talked about Joe Gibbs Racing Xfinity lineup in the offseason. And by the way, if you missed out on that, go back, download it, check it out, along with a recent episode posted this morning, or actually not this morning, last night, Perry Pitino. What an interview that was right there with part of the class, NASCAR's class, Diversity 2020. That was an awesome interview to do right there. Download that as well for your listening pleasures as well. It's great to talk with Perry Pitino there from the state of Alabama. He was getting ready for the Alabama 200 when we were recording last week, so definitely check that out as well. But yeah, we were talking about that in the offseason, and Jeff Striegel, pretty much from MRN, kind of confirmed some of the thoughts, well, really most of the thoughts of what we thought about this lineup. Obviously, in the past, we've seen Eric Jones, Christopher Bell dominate Eric Jones, and many others in this JGR fold. People are laughing at Harrison Burton, Brandon Jones coming back. Of course, we all know the hardship of Brandon Jones and hard luck that he's found himself in the trucks, Xfinity, and such stuff. But Brandon Jones, I think he's really showed up to play this season, winning a couple stages and definitely solidified himself last week in Phoenix, passing Kyle Busch in that 54 Camry to get the job done. 54, his supposed teammate there. And then the other guy, obviously, we had questions about Riley Hurst in the offseason there. Should he get that ride? Someone else should have had that ride and whatnot. This dude can't drive worth a lick. Well, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and I'm continuing to say it. These guys have a chip on their shoulder, and mainly Riley Hurst doing big things. Hurst, though, last year struggled in this ride. He was not full-time last year. He struggled in this ride. So for him to get off to a good start like he's been doing, where did Riley Hurst finish? He finished in a 10th spot there in the back of the top 10 in the Xfinity Series race at Phoenix last weekend. So for these guys, Harrison Burton already got a win in the belt here. As I'm squishing the screen here over there. Big D's, I don't know what he's doing. The LS Tractor 200 last weekend for the Xfinity Series. Hurst in the back of the top 10. So, again, while I was saying about Harrison Burton, that's right. Harrison Burton already got a win. Brandon Jones now has to win the book. Hurst has his season best second to this point of the season. So, right now, these guys right now are proving or making noise with their race cars on the track. And also, you know about JGR and the Cup Series, obviously, off the stumbling blocks early in that camp in the Cup Series. But yet, well, outside of Truex on speed and not getting results for that, more in the second half of the podcast for that. But Hurst in his 10th right here, and we're just going to go right to it, folks, here. Brandon Jones, 24 laps, the closer, and closed it out. And for the second, I believe for the second straight weekend, JGR going 1-2 with Brandon Jones and Harrison Burton. It was Harrison Burton and Riley Hurst in Fontana. So JGR right now got all the momentum right now. Kyle Busch, who made a Xfinity appearance, third. And let's not forget somebody else in the Cup Series. That, the person of Brad Keselowski in the 12 Penske, finished fourth. Justin Haley for Colley Racing finished in the 5th position, Chase Briscoe, 6th, Noah Gregson, 7th, Austin Cedric, Ross Chastain, and Roderick Doctorman, Riley Hurst as well. Obviously, they're going to be in Atlanta. If status quo stays where it is right now, they will be in Atlanta for the Echo Park 250 Saturday afternoon on FS1. Again, folks, you just downloading the podcast. No fans in the stands due to the coronavirus that has quickly, rapidly, whether you believe it or not, but there has been a lot of cases around the United States. More notably, of course, 4 hours away from Manhattan, Kansas, Oklahoma City, Rudy Gobert was hit with the virus last night, and they had to cancel the rest of the game in Oklahoma City there. And of course, Mitchell, the star point guard, I want to say it's Dylan Mitchell or something like that. No, Donovan Mitchell, that is it. I got it. Donovan Mitchell, star point guard for Utah Jazz, was the second Utah Jazz player. And that dude's a key component for that team, was also verified with, sadly, the virus as well. I do not know the status of those guys. I know we came across Big D's tweet, Gobert's tweet there, while we're looking up stats there. I'm not going to dive into that right now. So he did tweet out, so that is good news there on that part. I don't know what he tweeted it, but hey, I mean, so 4 hours out, so, and then we had one case 2 hours away from here in Kansas City, where that was quarantined, and the person came out negative in that instance there. So again, so a lot is changing on the fly, and would not be surprised when this episode comes out during lunch hour tomorrow that it could change again. I just don't, we can't tell you more than that, than I already know, than New York, you guys already know. So, but Atlanta will still hold its races, including the Gator Outdoor Truck Series back in action tomorrow afternoon. Not tomorrow afternoon. I'm getting my days mixed up. Saturday afternoon. The trucks kick off doubleheader. Then the Xfinity Series. 11:30 Central Time. The Vetex Camping World 200 on FS1. MRN is going to do all the races there. Again, no fan spectators there. The last time trucks were on track was at Vegas a few weeks back, with Saul coming in the denominator, folks. No surprise, Kyle Busch winning that race as well. And since then, the bounties came out, started by Kevin Harvick, Marcus Lemoine, those guys. And foolishly enough, Angelo Ruck tried to do something with the bounty as well. Not going to go in that rabbit hole there for that. So, but anyways, that's been the main component there. And Chase Elliott will get first crack at the bounty this weekend, as Kyle Busch looks to again win the race there. Or will a truck regular take down both Chase Elliott and Kyle Busch? That's going to be something, a big time story of the line to watch in the Gator Outdoor Truck Series race here. And before we step out for intermission break here, let's get the standings here real quick. Top three in the Gator Outdoor Truck Series. Georgia man, Austin Hill. It's going to be a home game for him. Austin Hill leading +9 on Johnny Sauter. Ben Rhodes is 22 back. And this is right there. And of course, after Fontana, Harrison Burton up +3 on Chase Briscoe. Austin Cindric, 21 points out. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, that's the end of the first half of the Race Reaction Edition of the podcast, folks. EG3 Big D, Manhattan, Kansas. Man, work things have been chaotic here in the United States. Not only here locally, well, shouldn't be here locally, but people have been apparently going to stores and buying up a lot of toilet paper and whatnot. So, yeah, people are taking precautionaries. That is for sure. And next time I step in to Dylan's, yeah, I'm going to be getting some of that as well. But we're going to step aside for an intermission break here on the 3-Wide Podcast. On the other side, folks, cup action from Phoenix. A lot more better racing resulted in a familiar face back in victory lane for the second time in 2020.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Three Wide Podcast back on the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in tonight to the podcast. There will be racing for the next couple of weeks, at least to this point while we're doing this podcast. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, Gann Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Well documented what's been going on in the United States. And of course, that was the first half of the podcast. All cut the rest of the way. Capping off with K-State news. We got EG3 helmet stickers to give away as well. But the Cup Series wrapped the West Coast swing at Phoenix there last weekend. And this dude booked in the West Coast swing with two wins. That being a person of Joey Logano in that 22 machine for Penske Racing already. Excuse me, two wins for the 22. First at Vegas, strategy helped him get that win there while Blaney and Bowman stumbled with the strategy game. Fontana saw the domination of Alex Bowman kicking everybody's ass in a different zip code. And then Phoenix saw Logano slam a door on Kevin Harvick, not once, not twice, but three times there. A pesky Kevin Harvick could not get close enough. And I thought, watching the rest of the race at a buddy's mine's house, at Zeb's house there for a life group there. And shout out to him real quick. He always has the race on there when I'm going on. When I'm coming to his house for a small group, for life group there, part of our church, Manhattan Church of Christ. But yeah, he had a race on, and yeah, we were going back and forth there. And of course, Truex gets tapped by Almirola there, badly there. I thought that last weekend was the weekend. Apparently, he's been shut out of the top 10 column, but. Logano again right there in the mix. Keselowski was leading towards the end of that race as well. Overtime finish. And for the second time in that West Coast swing, Logano right there to clean things up and clean go back, comes back to Atlanta with two wins in his back pocket. The 2018 champion Rising Indication once again, and Paul Wolf right there, a part of the cause once again. And I wouldn't take it that far. You know, there was a comparison, again, going back to Lap Traffic, shout out Lap Traffic podcast, Brand Crowd, that Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and then there was the NASCAR version, Paul Wolf and Brad Keselowski were a long-time tandem, which won a championship, won a lot of races together, speed and strategy. Now, you take him away, Keselowski, you take Paul Wolf away from Keselowski, put him with Logano, and this was, on paper, the best combo, at least on paper, no doubt, because of Paul Wolf's experience, especially with the strategy game, and Logano with his savviness as a race car driver, clearly, and it's showing up in the, I mean, obviously, it's way too early to talk about championships, so I'm not going to dive into all that. But right now, Logano and Wolf, they are right there, neck, seeing eye to eye, and they're capitalizing. Now, again, there was a little miscommunication at Vegas when that call was made. Turned out on the other side, cherry roses for that team right there. So, Logano getting the job done, and he led 60 laps en route to win number two already in the young season, heading to the ATL AMS. Here this upcoming weekend. This is the Three Wide Podcast with EG3 Race Reaction Edition of Podcast. Glad you can join us tonight. Big D here inside the EG3 Man Cave. Eddie Greer III here with you guys as well as we continue to talk the Cup Series for the rest of the way. Yeah, so Harvick right there. Harvick, he had a good car throughout most of this race, leading 67 laps in a race high. 93 laps, Chase Elliott. I gotta tell you, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Mark Trish Jr., Chase Elliott had to come down pit road for a loose wheel. Ryan Blaney, the points leader, I believe still is the points leader, We have to double check that for a second there. But Blaney, easily. So these guys, Chase Elliott, he could easily have two wins. You talk about Joey Logano having two wins in his back pocket. Like, you could be saying that for Chase Elliott and Blaney. As well, Ryan Blaney, really, has been in all the races, for the exception, unfortunately, of Phoenix last weekend. But you could say the same thing. He was a straightaway away from winning the Daytona 500. There, only if you take out the unfortunate events there, Blaney had one of the faster cars at Vegas. He had a second fast car at Montana there, and got taken out early by Denny Hamlin there. So last weekend, so easily you could talk about one of these two guys having two wins in their back pocket as well. And we're far, far, and we shouldn't be even thinking about down the stretch, the final race of the regular season, which books in Daytona here later on this year. So, but yeah, it's been wacky. You talk about there's been crazy things going on in the United States. When you look at it, NASCAR size, yeah, things are upside down right now. As we take a look at the full field runoff from the FanShield 500K here. So you start from the bottom, as we usually do in the podcast. Timmy Hill finished shotgun dead last. Ryan Blaney involved with Denny Hamlin there. And Brad Keselowski, I don't know how he and give Jeremy Bullen in that number 12 team a lot of credit for getting him back out there, led laps, and was in position to win the race there after being caught in this. I thought Keselowski was going to struggle for the rest of the afternoon. Turns out he did not. Blaney, 37th. Austin Dillon, struggle continues, 36th. Garrett Smithley, 35th. Quinn Hoff, 34th. Tyler Reddick. Reddick had a stellar run going top five late in this race, and then had a tire go down there. Tried to do too much, like he normally does. Tried to do too much. Can't blame him. You cannot blame him. This is the way he does. This is the way he drives. Tyler Reddick cuts a tire and puts his day in a dumpster fire there. Mark Trish Jr., same thing. Gets tapped from behind or Amarola. These guys were running inside the top 10. I thought it was going to be the day MTJ was finally going to get off the Husnide and get that top 10 finish. That's going to have to wait at least another weekend as he goes to MMS and looking for that first top 10. That speed is there at least for that 19 and can't buy a bucket right now with that luck. It's always something. So Reddick, 33rd, Truex, 32nd, Brandon Poole, 31st, Reed Sorensen, 30th, Joey Gase finished 29th, Eric Jones. This is actually the third time I'm looking at this. Eric Jones, he was in the top 15 throughout most of the race. Something happened to him late. I did not catch that, obviously, because late when I was at Zip's house for Life Group, we were chatting back and forth, and I was only paying attention to what was going on up front between Logano and Harvick and Keselowski there. Did not know what happened with Eric Jones. Eric Jones, 28th, Coral of Joy. Congratulations to him and his wife. Welcome in their first child to the family. Coral of Joy come home in the 27th spot. J.J. Yeley, 26th. John Hunter, 25th. Christopher Bell, 24th. Ross Chastain, 23rd. Ricky Stenhouse, 22nd. Daniel Suarez, that 96th. Respectable 21st. How about that? The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast rolls on with EG3. Denny Hamlin. Talked about that wreck earlier there. 20th. Bubba Wallace. Nice 19th place finish. Ryan Preece, 18th. Chris Buescher, 17th. Matches his car number. Michael McDowell, 16th. Ty Dillon. 15th place finish for him. Alex Bowman, the California winner, 14th. He was non-existent all day. Matt DiBenedetto and... let me stop on him for a minute here. And I might start to dip on the party a little bit. Yes, we've hyped him up a lot. Really, ever since the night at Bristol where he came all so close to putting that 95 car in the victory lane and being part of the playoffs. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about Matt DiBenedetto, and rightfully so. Not going to take away from him in his instance here. But yeah, this team right here, the last couple of races, of course, at 21, they start off fast, they run good, but in the second half of the race, they sh- they fall off the cliff. They're nowhere to be found in the top 10, really, for both these races, really, here. They're going to have to learn how to close out finishes. And yes, the anticipation of winning 100 is going to be resting on a guy who has not won a cup race in his career. That is Matt DiBenedetto. So, I mean, there's a lot of attention around him, and rightfully so. I'm not going to take that away from him. Hey, I love Matty D. No question about it. But, hey, he's going to have to deliver. That's point blank. You know, the Penske right now, they got the speed right now. You're an alliance with Penske. And, yeah, 13, you got to be a little, your crew, it has to be a little better. You got a veteran crew chief, Greg Irwin. Those guys going to have to be a little bit better than that. So, and they're going to have to learn how to close the deal. It's the way it is. You got to live up to expectations. It ain't no hiding now. I mean, you driven worse equipment. You're in your best equipment now. I mean, yes, Levine Family Racing, which we had Bob Levine on this podcast a few weeks ago. And, I mean, they didn't get full support from JGR, but what Matty D was doing in that race car, boy, he was pulling up, especially in the second half of the year, putting up some great finishes. And here, 13th, I mean, yeah, you're in the top 15, but you expect a little bit more from from Matty D moving forward. So he's going to have to deliver. I mean, that's his point. But everybody expects him to make it to the playoffs this year. And yeah, I mean, there was a tweet over the weekend saying Matt DiBenedetto is higher than all the JGR cars. But when you look at the playoff picture, really, he's not. Because Denny Hamlin won Daytona 500 a few weeks back. So, in theory, yes. In truth, that is the truth. He is ahead of all the JGR cars. Which, you would have said that being a season, I would have laughed at you real hard. But the truth is, that's the truth. But when you put it in a playoff format, he's not. So, but he's solidly in right now. But DiBenedetto, you got to expect more from him. It's going forward, and that team is going to have to deliver. Because obviously the 22's got speed. Obviously the 12, in my opinion, is the best car right now out of that camp. There's no question about that. Yeah, Logano has 2 wins. Keselowski's been a little inconsistent. But yeah, right now, DiBenedetto and that 21 team is going to have to step it up just a little bit. Jimmy Johnson, 12th. Brad Keselowski. Speaking of, Brad Keselowski, 82 laps and fall outside the top 10 in the 11th spot. Your top 10 finishers from Phoenix. And again, we're going to be back here later on this year, way down the line, when we return back for Championship Weekend at Phoenix Speedway. Here, almost lost the train of thought here. William Byron, 10th for Hendrick Motorsports there after starting 17th. There, Cole Custer. How about this guy right here? Cool. So, all the talk's been about Tyler Reddick. Throughout most of this race, there was some talk, though, about Cole Custer bringing home his first top 10 finish of the season in the ninth spot ever. Stuart Haas, Eric Almirola there. Mentioned him with the contact with MTJ, unfortunately. Almirola, 8th. Chase Elliott, 7th. Chase Elliott leading the most laps. Again, nothing to show for it there, but another top 10 finish for him. Kurt Busch for Ganassi. Both Ganassi cars finishing the top 10. Kurt Busch, 6. Clint Bowyer. Bowyer there finishing strong. 5th for him for Stuart Haas. Kyle Larson for Ganassi, 4th. Kyle Busch for JGR, the leading JGR guy leading the Toyota Brigade. 3rd, Harvick. Mentioned him in that 4 car, 67 laps led in this race, the cap of the West Coast swing. And of course, your race, we are talking about Logano already in that thing. So, yeah, man, the lone Toyota, Kyle Busch, you had 5 Fords, half the top 10 of Fords, and the rest of them, 4 Chevys in there in the top 10 as we turn the page to Atlanta. And yeah, with the circumstances surrounding the next 2 weeks, 2 mile halves, you got no fans. Of course, you're going to have selected personnel for all these teams going in here. So yeah, very, very odd situation we got going on for as far as NASCAR concerns with that. But the race is going to go on here for next 2 weeks. And yep, you got one of the older surfaces in all of NASCAR talking about Atlanta. Cannot wait for that. And the last time we were here last year, Brad Keselowski had to hold off Martin Truex Jr. there in that classic battle, classic duel there late in the race there between Keselowski and Truex there. Keselowski hanging on with the tires there to win the race there over Truex there. The rest of the top five from last year's race here. If I scroll down my notes, I had it here. Got to scroll down. Got a lot here today. Yeah, a lot was added on the last couple of days. Kurt Busch had a great run last year. He finished third. That four car everybody's going to be paying attention to this weekend finished fourth. And Clint Bowyer finished in the fifth spot. This is the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 on this Thursday night, March 12th, 2020. EG3, Big D, appreciate y'all downloading the podcast and joining us this week for another race reaction edition of the podcast. Again, real fast, if you have not downloaded the Perry Patino episode, which came out last night, do that this weekend. Do that now. Listen to it. It was a good interview with Perry. First year in the NASCAR class, in the NASCAR Diverse, too many D's. NASCAR Drive for Diversity program, first year in that, and his role is very unique to how he got there. I'm not going to give the rest away. You're just going to have to download that and check it out for yourself. Good listening to you guys there for your race weekend. And this race reaction edition of the podcast will be out lunch hour tomorrow for your weekend. And hopefully the weekend will be a little bit better for what's going on right now. There's a lot of reaction going on to the virus, to the CB virus that's going on right now and everything else. I just never been seeing everything like it. Again, folks, I'll say it again. I've never seen anything to the stream like this. So definitely we all going to be staying tuned to what's going to happen next as far as world news goes and affecting everything else, sports, life, and everything else, especially here in town. And before I go off on a tangent here real quick, those of you interested in catching the cup race, obviously there are going to be a lot of eyes due to a lot of cancellations in sports. Folds of Honor Quick Trip 500 on Fox, noon Central Time. That's noon Central Time here in the states of Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. 1 o'clock Eastern Time, of course, down south in Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, and etc. You get the drift right there. MRN will have full coverage of that as we're recording this right now. Again, we don't know what's going to happen moving into the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't know. All I can do is control what I can do right now for you guys is give you information and recap what I usually do for you guys on this podcast. So definitely looking forward to the action this weekend, seeing what happens next. Obviously a lot of attention to the Chevys, in particular the Fords of Kevin Harvick. Can Penske continue again? I mean, I gotta go back, compliment the guys over at NASCAR. Yes, it's just one race with the new 2020 short track package, but that was some good damn racing that we saw over the weekend, particularly, yes, the Cup Series, after we gave it bashing. That was just unacceptable racing there last fall in the playoff situation there, where there were very little lead changes, and obviously Denny Hamlin spanked the field, but there was no passing, hard to pass, whatnot. There are multiple options. You saw guys use the PB&J, like to call it the peanut butter and jelly. That's what I like to call it for those of you long-time listeners of the podcast. And I can't, right now, I can't remember the actual name of it, but it is PB&J. That's the sticky stuff, I call it. That's better. The sticky stuff that you put it in the one turn to one and two. That was some good race there. You saw guys in the middle, low groove, guys going all the way down the apron. Man, this thing, when we come back here in November, Lord willing, woo. There's going to be a lot of excitement. There's going to be tickets bought up. Obviously, this Phoenix sells out. Boy, those tickets are going to go by fast. That's going to be some scene when we get back there in November for championship weekend with what's at stake, obviously, and people wanting drivers, different drivers for the championship four, we might get that. But we're a long way, and like I said, it's too early to talk about the playoffs right now. So, but yeah, this is going to be an interesting look here as we take a look at the standings one more time. Entering Atlanta Motor Speedway, Harvick by one. Blaney is not the points leader because he finished deep in the field. No stage points. So Blaney, somebody said Blaney was a points leader. He ain't on this list. Harvick by one over the 22 car. And the next guy below him, hometown man, Chase Elliott, doing double duty. I'll be rooting for him, obviously. Obviously because he's a Georgia boy. And second on my favorite driver's list to number one, Martin Truex Jr. Chase Elliott, of course, yep. Georgia boy, I got to root for my Georgia boys. You know that on a podcast. Elliott looking to take down Kyle Busch in a truck series. Here real quick. We're going to put some jams here. Close out the episode tonight. But yeah, so you got Chase Elliott there. 20 points out of, of the top spot heading in. And of course, I'm going to just go ahead and do the top five here. Alex Bowman and Jimmy Johnson. Top five there. So three out of five right now. Heading into Atlanta. Henrik Motorsports cars. So Henrik Motorsports right now off to a fantastic start. Now where I was going with, I was going to say here, you know, with the events going on in the United States here. Here locally is St. Patrick's Weekend, which features a couple races. Of course, yes, the 2 mile and 10K going on here locally here in Manhattan, Kansas this weekend, which I'll be a part of that. So yeah, there's supposed to be some cool, a little bit cooler, and we're supposed to begin at one point. They still show snow. I ain't running no stupid snow. Did that already for the Thanksgiving trick or treat. So that's not fair. But yeah, there's gonna be more. There was a little bit of rain last year in this event. It's gonna be, looks like it's going to be rain again for this. So, but anyways, looking forward to it. And originally, wasn't going to do the event thanks to the due date of our little daughter. But that changed early. So that opened up the door for me to say, hey, I'm going to go April. That's a long wait. I'm just going to go here now, get my feet wet a little bit with the activities of running races. Not driving, but using legs, using your muscles. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, looking forward to that as well. EG3 Hummus stickers right now. And we had the fan vote, which ended in a tie. So, give that last. So, EG3 Hummus stickers, folks. Joey Logano, Brandon Jones, the winners this weekend, or this last past weekend at Arizona. Justin Haley, Jeff Green, Kyle Larson, William Byron. EG3 Hummus stickers this weekend. Big D's honorable mention belongs to Brandon Brown. Brandon Brown, he and Dylan Bassett got into it a little bit after the Xfinity Series race last weekend. That was interesting and unnecessary. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what Dylan Bassett's issue was there. I caught it a split second late in real time, folks. So I don't know what was the issue there. But Dylan Bassett trying to get him some head time a little, get him some leeway time a little bit. Well, you're on the wrong side of that. So there was that. And the fan vote got out this weekend. Our first fan vote ends in a tie. Let's give it to him, Big D. Harrison Burton and Clint Boyer. EG3 helmet stickers from the fans this weekend. That is your EG3 helmet stickers this weekend. Or this last weekend from Phoenix. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Harrison Byrne, Clint Boyer, fan vote winners of the EG3 sticker this weekend. Joey Logano, Brandon Jones, Jeff Green, Justin Haley, Brandon Brown, your honorable mention, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. And, of course, three wide this week. Xavier Sneed for good reason. We'll end on a good note here tonight on the podcast. Xavier Sneed, of course, he went off last weekend against Iowa State. They are scoring 26 points in the first half and then ended up scoring 31. But afterwards there, I have it on my Twitter page there. Again, you can follow me at EG3 _FastEddie. Again, at EG3 @_FastEddie. You want to join in on the fun, follow me for what I'm doing. But yes, and I forgot the little, I don't have the girl's name top of my head right now, but Xavier's ex's biggest fan. They are very emotional. Obviously, ex's last game. It turns out last night was ex's last game due to this craziness of the ZV virus. But Xavier Sneed signed the girl's jersey. And then, I want to say she signed her hat also and then gave her a hug as well. Very emotional scene right now. What I'm trying to do, I don't know. There we go. We're trying to pull up my page here real quick. I want to give some newer follower shout outs here real quick before we close down podcast this week. There are several others on there. But yeah, so that was a touchy moment and a very, and this thing spread out quickly. In a good way, over a million views of this thing, and it was a great interview last night during the Big 12 tournament game for K-State against TCU, right there. So that was great as well. That was awesome, and then she got to see Xavier Sneed and the Cats close out TCU, which turned out to be the final game, postseason game of the NCAA Pope, at least for conference championship wise anyways. For that, man, Big D, strange times here in this world right there. So I want to end it right there on that. Some shots here real quick, some follow shots before we wrap this thing up here tonight on the 3Y podcast. Perry Patino @PerryPatino, follow me back on Twitter. So that was awesome right there. Jayla Dalton @DaltonJayla. And then, of course, Braves fan right here @13ChopOn13. Also, Braves fan just like me. And, of course, I'm pretty sure he shares the same feelings as me. Opening day, put on the shelves right now until further notice. And then, of course, the Jurgen Bader @Nada_80. Also in there as well. And of course, AC Erase Mom 18. Hope I said that right. @VeryLuckyMama there on Twitter. And she looks like she's a Kyle Busch fan, according to that. And of course, Justin Champagne. Shout out to you, brother. @ChampagneRacing there. A big time NASCAR fan as well. That's some of the latest shout outs right there on the @EG3_FastEddie page. Again, folks, mentioned this earlier, and a quick reminder, the goal this year is to get that page up to 400 followers. We reach that, and I will give something away at that. So tell your friends, tell a buddy about the 3Y podcast, where you can find it one more time, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Radio Public, Deezer, couple more others, and SoundCloud. You don't want to miss a moment, and stay tuned on the latest on this weekend's races in Atlanta Motor Speedway, my home and home track where I'm from, originally from the state of Georgia, for more updates as they keep on coming along. I'm sure Jeff Gluck, Bob Pockress, and a lot of others, PETM Podcast, of course, in Atlanta, Georgia, who do their podcast, who do a great job. Is supposed to be at the racetrack this weekend. I'm pretty sure they're still going to be there. But yeah, stay tuned with that as well on the latest on what's happening this weekend. Yeah, we'll have more on Miami next weekend on the podcast. But yeah, stay tuned, folks. Stay glued. Big D, let's wrap this thing down. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Y Podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all for listening to tonight's episode. Again, be out on the lookout. Lunchtime tomorrow, this thing should be out for your weekend drive, start of the weekend. Big D, thanks for what you've been doing as usual. Eddie Greer III, thank you for listening to the Race Reaction edition of the podcast. Y'all know what it is. And yeah, again, keep everybody right now, just stay alert to what is going on in the world. We appreciate you, and congratulations to the winners from Phoenix, the West Coast Swing in the books, as Joey Logano and Brandon Jones brought down the pay dirt this weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. buckle up. You have been listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. We'll talk to you next week. Lord willing, God bless. We are out. We'll talk to you next time, folks.
Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3 wide.
3 wide.